With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. In his first campaign speech of the year, President Biden warned that Donald Trump poses a grave threat to democracy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Speaking near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, the president portrayed Trump as a danger to America's core principles.
Trump's not concerned about your future, I promise you. Trump is now promising a full-scale campaign of revenge and retribution, his words.
His campaign speech came one day before the third anniversary of the January 6th Capitol riot, and he criticized Trump's role in fomenting rioters and calling them patriots. The president said the future of American democracy is on the ballot in November, and it's what the campaign is all about. Greg Clugston, Washington.
But Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans von Spakovsky argues that Joe Biden is the real threat.
He actually must be, I think, looking in the mirror when he's talking about threats to democracy, because the actions of his administration and his supporters and donors, I think, pose the biggest threat to democracy that we've seen in a long time.
The Supreme Court said Friday it will decide whether former President Trump can be kept off the ballot because of his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss, inserting the court squarely in the 2024 presidential campaign. The Colorado Supreme Court had ruled that Trump could be kept off the GOP primary ballot there because he violated the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to take up the case indicates that the justices acknowledged the need to face the issue over the 14th Amendment insurrection clause quickly. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 25 points, the Nasdaq rose 13, the S&P 500 index advanced by 8 points. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination is growing.
The Global Methodist Church, which is less than 2 years old, has added more than 4,200 congregations. The vast majority of them have fled the United Methodist Church over its decision to embrace gay marriage and LGBT ordination. A smaller network of churches called the Methodist Collegiate Church is also taking in congregations that have given up on the UMC, which has lost about 25% of its membership since 2019. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians around the world will mark Epiphany tomorrow with various kinds of celebrations. The holiday recalls the visit of the three wise men to the infant Jesus bearing their gifts. Greeks will mark the occasion with the blessing of the waters ceremonies across the country, which is primarily Orthodox. In Bulgaria, some people will plunge into rivers and lakes to retrieve crosses in an old ritual. However, Saturday will be Christmas Eve for some Orthodox believers. This is SRN News. Pepsi products are being removed from some Carrefour grocery stores in Europe.
Global supermarket chain Carrefour will stop selling PepsiCo products in its stores in France, Belgium, Spain, and Italy over price increases for popular items like Lay's potato chips, Quaker Oats, Lipton tea, and its namesake soda. The French grocery chain says we no longer sell this brand due to unacceptable price hikes. PepsiCo says it will continue to engage in good faith in order to try to ensure that our products are available. PepsiCo has raised prices by double-digit percentages for 7 straight quarters. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Tesla is recalling more than 1.6 million Model S, X, 3, and Y electric vehicles exported to China to fix problems with their automatic-assisted steering functions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.